Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know, when you hear a little opera, a little Monday, you know who's in the house. Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Good, good, good.
My sense of timing is obviously perfect.
Okay, I just want to say you're cutting a little close, buddy. Cutting it a little close, but okay. He likes to live life on the edge. I know this about him. Well, I missed seeing you last week.
I trust you are back in good health.
Yes, there's some kind of weird bug going around. I did end up going over to one of the walk-in clinics, and they said, oh boy, everybody's getting this. And it's kind of a hit you fast kind of 24-hour bug thing, but it kind of knocks you out. So it was not fun. So I'm saying to everybody, vitamin C, this is the time. Stuff is getting, the kids are back in school, so the germ factories are now open. Spreading
and
all the love.
Of course, when the weather cools down a little. Mm-hmm,
maybe that's it too. A little combination probably of all the above.
Yeah.
So how you been? What's going on with Ballinger Publishing?
Well, Ballinger Publishing is hard at it. We just sent to the printers the Parade of Homes.
Oh, exciting. And when is that again?
That is October the 9th.
Okay.
And 9th, 10th, and 11th. And as I say, it's at the printers, and it should be back. We're hoping the end of this week or early next week so we can get it out and people can see and make plans for
a guide to the whole Parade of Homes, basically.
Yes.
And then where would they pick that up? It's free.
Just about everywhere.
So all the same places that you find your Ballinger publications.
It is.
Visitor centers, some of the local restaurants.
Chamber of Commerce,
stores,
restaurants, visitor centers. Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
And it is, of course, free.
Very exciting.
But you can purchase a subscription and have it mailed to your home.
There you go.
Or business.
So you would go to ballingerpublishing.com to sign up for that?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And it's only $14.95 for 1 year, $22.95 for 2 years.
For the whole year,
yeah.
Not just a month.
So that,
okay, that's
that,
very
frankly,
reasonable.
Just about covers the cost of the postage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. So I'm looking at, it looks like a new cover, Pensacola Magazine, September issue.
Yes, you know, I've forgotten to bring it the last couple of weeks.
I know, I'm looking at it now. It's a great cover, woman hiking. Where is she hiking? I'm assuming this is somewhere local.
Yes.
Malcolm.
<Yeah. laughs> Don't ask me hard questions.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'll give you a bye on that one.
We need Kelly here to answer that one.
Okay. I have it. It says here, on the cover, hiker in Blackwater River State Forest.
There we are.
Courtesy of the Santa Rosa County Tourist Development Office.
Yes.
Beautiful picture. And you
Isn't
just see
beautiful?
The gorgeous trees in the background and hiking. Because we forget we have these beautiful beaches, but we have so much more all over the different, when you get to the northern ends of the county, so much. The Blackwater area is beautiful. So many things you can do, hiking and trails and fishing, a different kind of fishing. It's just wonderful.
Yes, yes. We're so lucky in that respect. I had the opportunity to take a boat up the Black River, and we stopped in a little sandbar. Just a beautiful.
It's very peaceful.
Yes, exactly.
Very, very tranquil, very peaceful and beautiful. And in here, it has a whole, it's kind of a neat article about, it says, from shore to forest, beaches to woodlands returns. And it just has all the different things that are going on. The Navarre Fun Fest, which they had already, which was in September. But we've got the big seafood festival is coming up this weekend. And that's exciting right here in Pensacola. And so there's a whole list of all the different events that are happening. And then in the month of September, I feel like I had recently had Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola on the show. And we were laughing because once you hit fall, you might as well just block out your whole calendar. Because there is something, some festival, something going on. You have no excuse to stay home and feel sorry for yourself.
Several years ago, we dubbed Pensacola as the festival city.
It is.
And I think it's so accurate.
It's very true. I mean, that is very true. So many things going on. The Seafood Festival is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You can take advantage of that. There'll be music and entertainment and lots of great seafood, no doubt.
And, of course, October means hockey season.
Oh,
ice hockey season.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. When do you know when the first game is? Is that another tough question?
I believe the first home game is about the 19th.
Okay.
So we need to give away some tickets here.
Do you have some today, or do you want to wait till next week?
Well, we can do it. We can do maybe two of them. I have four, but maybe we can do two this week and two next week.
Wow.
For the first game.
Okay. Great.
I will. It's on my app.
Okay.
My ice hockey, Ice Flyers app.
Okay.
I will go into that, join the break, and we'll give away.
We'll give away some tickets. So stick around if you're interested in some Ice Flyer tickets. That's very exciting.
Yes.
So also in October, the Pensacola Beach Chamber has the Big Taste of the Beach weekend that's coming up. So mm-hmm. now's the time to get tickets. They've got a Thursday night cruise with Portofino. They're going to have an exclusive chef doing a dinner cruise. And then Friday, they have the Beach Trolley event where they go from one different location on the beach to the next. It's very exciting, a lot of fun, the trolley dinner night. And then all day Saturday, they'll have all the restaurants from the beach out there. They have a new pass that you can get to be able to taste everything from every restaurant that's there, entertainment. It's going to be a whole fun weekend. So, but now mentioning it now, so you be sure and get your tickets to the two events on Thursday and Friday night so you can take advantage of that because those will sell out quickly.
On page 28, there are several events.
Mm-hmm.
But one I just want to highlight for a second is Take a Kid Fishing. On page
Oh, how
29.
Fun. When is that?
That is October 4th, which is, that's a week from...
gosh, already?
A week from next Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. This is flying by. This year is just flying by. So what is the age range? Do you know for kids? Can I go? Can I pretend to be a kid?
Yeah, sure.
if you can take a DJ quick fishing.
If you can get away with 12 and under.
Oh, smart Alec.
You'll be a very good actress if you can do that.
I can talk like I'm little. I don't know.
You would be
work.
An Academy Award winner.
That's true. Okay, enough about that.
It just sort of piqued my interest because I always remember back in England, there's a lot of canals where you go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember as a kid taking my rod. I don't know where I got it from. Somebody gave it to me, I think. And
was it a metal rod or a wooden?
No,
it was a wooden fishing pole.
Like a cane.
Fishing pole, yeah. A traditional, old-fashioned fishing pole.
Yeah. I was just saying, I don't know if it's bamboo, but cane.
Yeah.
And I remember that I would sit sometimes for hours watching the float. And I think, although I don't have much patience, what I do have, I think it taught me.
Really?
Patience, yeah.
That makes sense.
So I think it's wonderful for kids that they can just slow down
mm-hmm.
and relax.
Watch the bobble.
Well, yeah, wait for the float. Well, of course they don't use a float, do they? In sea
probably
fishing.
Not so much in the Gulf, but
no,
but on the Blackwater River possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
So it's restricted to the first 200 children.
Mm-hmm.
So if
if someone's interested to stay there,
you better do it soon. Yeah,
where they can sign up.
It is takekidfishingnavarre.com.
Okay. Takekidfishingnavarre.com.
Yes. It's on page 29 of Pensacola Magazine.
So you need to pick up the magazine and have all the details. But there, y'all have listed, I don't know, it looks about 40 different events that are happening in the next month or so.
All
so,
kinds of Oktoberfest.
Yes.
On the other side.
Lots of events.
Yes.
All right, well, we are going to come back here in just a couple of minutes talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm or about any of the events that we've been talking about, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk on this Monday morning. Hope you're having a good Monday so far. I am, because Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing at Pep Talk. And it's going to be a lucky day for you, too, because... hockey season's right around the corner. You've got a present for us.
Yes. We're going to give away four tickets at one time.
Wow.
And there's plenty of opportunity to plan because the first game, opening night, is Saturday, October the 18th at 7:05.
So these tickets are for opening night?
For opening night.
How fun is that?
Yes.
Okay, so what do we have to do to win the tickets?
Well, you have to text your name.
Mm-hmm.
And email address.
Okay.
And the answer to this fairly difficult question.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I've asked this one before. So
this is a big prize. I kind of have to earn this one.
Yes. Regular listeners. Well, if you're a hockey fan, you know this.
Okay.
What happens at the hangar mm-hmm. when, it's best to phrase it. Oh, if a player scores three goals in the same game.
Oh, okay.
Three goals. I didn't want to give away the, I didn't want to give away the answer.
Okay, so what happens if a player at the hangar locally gets three goals in one game?
Yes.
That's the question. All right.
Yeah.
To give us the answer, give your name.
I've actually been at a game, excuse me, not at Ice Flyers, it was a Philadelphia game, and that happened.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't, I said, why are people doing that? This is crazy.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm really curious.
Yeah.
So if you think you know the answer and you want to win some tickets to the opening night of the Ice Flyers this season, 850-437-1620.
I always say these are great. These are not up in the nosebleed. These are great
seats. Oh, they're very good seats.
They're my personal seats, so you know the good seats.
Okay, so text your name, your email, and the answer to what do they do when a player scores three goals in one game here at the hangar. All right, I'm going to be checking these out, Malcolm, so now you're going to have to find something fascinating to talk about. I noticed Business Climate is in this upcoming issue of September Pensacola Magazine.
Well, we talked about what was upcoming. And Business Climate, every October, we do a special downtown edition. We talk about all of the commercial residential development, just in general, what's happening downtown.
Mm-hmm.
In the general Pensacola area. And this year, there's so much happening downtown that it's probably fuller than it's ever been. Just incredible housing and commercial activity.
Mm-hmm. Do you need some water, sir?
I got a frog in my throat, as they say.
Get you some water there?
No, I think yes, we're good.
Okay, all right.
We're back.
Okay.
So it's really a great collection of all that's happening downtown. So, mm-hmm. you know, these things are reported through the year. We do in our Business Climate, but this brings it all together so you can look through and see what's happening to our downtown.
It's very well done.
Yes.
Very well done.
Morgan, who is our Business Climate editor, is really involved in all of these things. She's very aware of all the things that are coming down the way and keeps everybody in touch.
Okay, so we have...
Do we have an answer?
Yes, we have some answers. I believe we have the correct one. I also have just a quick comment here from...
You don't know if it's the correct one.
I don't know for sure.
You don't know the answer.
Since several of them are the same, I'm assuming...
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's probably correct. But I did want to just pass on a message that says, Malcolm, Steve, Savage here. So will they win? LOL.
Of course they will.
Okay, just a little comment there.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me start with this one and see if this is correct. It's from Vicky. And she says they throw their hats into the air. It's called a hat trick. Is that correct?
It's almost correct.
Oh.
Well, maybe we can give her that one. They actually throw them onto the ring.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah, okay.
So you can imagine sometimes there's several hundred of these hats.
Wow.
And my first question was, well, how do you get your hat back?
Right, of
and
course.
I think the story is you don't.
You don't get it back, no.
I think they give it to a local hat charity.
Or do they give it to the player? And then he has 1,000 hats in his locker.
So I guess the moral of the story is if you're going to a hockey game, don't wear your best hat.
Well, or get an Ice Flyers hat and then you just get another one.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Vicky Perkins is our winner.
Yeah, she's close enough.
Good enough.
Yeah,
All right. We'll
stretch a point, shall we, for Vicky.
Very good. Congratulations, Vicky. I will be texting you after the show with the information on how to get your tickets. And this is going to be an exciting game. And again, the dates on that, opening night in October 18th, I believe, on a Saturday, 7:05. And if you didn't win the tickets, I'd say get your tickets now because it's probably going to be a sellout kind of night, don't you think, opening night?
Oh, yes.
It'll be a lot of...
It's
do you know where they're playing yet?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll update you when we get all the info. But again, mark your calendars for Saturday the 18th, Ice Flyer tickets. Thanks for everybody that texted in. And basically, everybody had the right answer, just so you know. Vicky was just the first.
It does not say... It does not say
who they're playing.
Who they're playing?
Okay.
But I'm sure it'll be some nasty foe.
Mm-hmm. It'll be an exciting game.
The Junkyard Dogs or some such thing.
You can't say that. That's the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh well, there's a Junkyard.
Is it Junkyard Dog team in hockey?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Somewhere in Virginia. Not Richmond. One of them.
See, I don't know enough about hockey. I definitely know a lot about college football. But I don't know enough about hockey. That's Junkyard Dogs is a nickname for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. Well,
for their defense. The
Georgia Bulldogs are going to be a little sad this coming week, aren't they?
No, sir. No, they're not.
Well, they're playing.
How dare you? I know where you're going.
I may not
know much about hockey, but I know a lot about college football, buddy. If you don't know, Georgia and Alabama are meeting this weekend in Athens, 7:30 night game. And I got to tell you, I really wanted to go to this game. I contacted all my friends I know that have tickets. Of course, they're all going. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get on. I started looking almost 6 months ago to see if I could get a good deal. I have yet. I found the lowest ticket I found was in the nosebleeds for $590.
Oh.
This week, it's $750. I was looking at just anything. Couldn't find anything really under $1,000. And then when you get down to the 50-yard line and you get down to the lower level seats, they're going for $2,000 and $3,000 a piece. Which is just extraordinary. I mean, it's a football game, but it is. This is like the champ. There's such a rivalry. Maybe not for Alabama. I know that they don't see us, but Georgia, we just have a thing for Bama. Let me tell you, because they've robbed us many times of championships.
I suspect that might happen again.
Do you want to make a little wager?
Yeah, I'll make a wager.
Okay. Your house?
No.
Oh, here's somebody's texted in. Somebody's already texted in. Roll Tide. Okay.
Yes.
I know. I'm in the minority here. I'm sorry.
Yes.
What can I say?
I have to tell you, I've been to many football games, and college.
Yeah.
And I've sat everywhere from the nosebleed section into private boxes and things over the years. But I have to tell you, there's nothing like watching it on TV, I think.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a break. And then we'll talk more further about watching it on TV.
I'm sure lots of people disagree with it.
This is Pep Talk. If you've got a comment, 850-437-1620. Got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about Ballinger Publishing and college football. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and Malcolm Ballinger is here on Monday morning with Ballinger Publishing, talking about downtown crowd and Pensacola Magazine and business climate and a little bit about college football.
Perhaps I should explain why I think it's better on TV.
Okay, yes, we were discussing, Malcolm thinks it's better to watch it on TV.
If you're watching the game, finer points of football, the TV camera is always on the action.
That's true.
I find, depending on where your seats are, you don't always see the action, exactly what's happening. And, of course, on TV, they give you endless replays.
That's
anyway,
right. And the background and the players, you hear all that good
but
stuff.
I also understand, the atmosphere of the fans and the noise.
Gosh.
And
it's incredible.
Yes.
It's incredible. Well, and I would say that if I can get to a game, then what I do is record the game. So then I go back. And I can watch and hear all the play-by-play and the replays and that kind of thing. But I know what you mean. Like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like being – I mean, and I think especially – well, I don't know. I was going to say in the South, but I see some of the other games. It depends on the school, but if you could Notre Dame or Michigan or Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, any of the games, there's such an excitement. The fan base, there's just the pride and the tailgating. It's an event. So when you have a night game, you're tailgating all day long leading up to that opening kickoff at 7:30. And it's just...
I understand. I never attended a college in the United States.
You never ever been to a college football game?
Oh, yeah. Many.
Oh, okay.
I was a fairly regular at Nebraska.
Oh, well, there you go. A Husker. I didn't know that.
And the Huskers are on their way back.
Okay. So what's the wager? You said
it's a whole dollar.
A dollar, okay.
I don't know what the point spread is, but I think maybe I should have it. I should have the point spread.
No way. No way, buddy. All right, thanks for listening. Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk. We will be back again with you right after the news with the Pensacola Chamber.